Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
I can. Nagin has 4. Mo and Paula each have 2.
All right. Oh,
how did that happen?
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. I have like double what you guys have.
Wow.
Oh.
All right, we have flipped a coin, and Mo has elected to go second. So, Paula, you are up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, the Trump administration announced it was removing environmental protections for blanks.
Rivers and streams
right,
and
streams
water.
And wetlands. On Monday, the governor of blank fired 2 top officials, claiming they'd stockpiled emergency aid from Hurricane Maria.
Puerto Rico.
Right. In the new national poll from CNN, blank edged out longtime frontrunner Joe Biden.
Bernie Sanders?
Yes. According to a new report, blank's cell phone was hacked by the Saudi crown prince himself.
Oh, Jeff Bezos.
Yes, very good. Weeks after one of their prisoners escaped, guards at a facility in Belgium received blank.
Flowers.
No, a postcard from him with the message, "Greetings from Thailand." On Thursday, scientists moved the blank 1 minute closer to midnight.
The doomsday clock.
Right. On Wednesday, Terry Jones, best known as one of the founding members of blank, passed away at the age of 77.
Monty Python.
Right. A dentist in Alaska has been found guilty for extracting a patient's tooth while blanking.
Riding on a hoverboard.
You are so right.
Wow.
The judge threw the book at him, saying, "This is Alaska. In Alaska, we pull teeth while riding dog sleds." The dentist, whose defense attorney referred to him as a, quote, idiot, had posted a video of himself rolling on a hoverboard into the exam room, extracting the tooth from a sedated patient, then rolling out of the room with his arms raised in victory. So the authorities charged him with 46 counts of, and I am not kidding, unlawful dental acts. Bill, how did Paula do?
Well, let's celebrate. She got 7 right, 14 more points, with an almost unstoppable 16 total.
All right.
Wow.
Mo, you're up next. Fill in the blank. In an interview released this week, Hillary Clinton said that, quote, "Nobody likes blank."
Bernie Sanders.
Right. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court ruled that lawsuits over the water crisis in blank can move forward.
Flint?
Yes, Flint, Michigan. This week, the Attorney General of Washington, D.C. filed a lawsuit against blank's inaugural committee.
Donald Trump's.
Yes, President Trump's. On Thursday, the longtime anchor of the PBS NewsHour, blank, passed away at the age of 85.
Jim Lehrer.
Yes, indeed. On Tuesday, Derek Jeter and Larry Walker were elected to the blank.
Baseball Hall of Fame?
Right. Officials in Florida are warning that thanks to unseasonably cold temperatures, residents should be on the lookout for blank.
Not snowmen. A human-eating cat.
No, Mo. It's frozen iguanas falling from trees.
Yeah.
Temperatures in Florida, the lowest they've been in a decade, and with freezing temperatures comes a 30% chance of snow and 100% chance of frozen lizards falling out of trees. People are being advised that the lizards are not dead. They're just asleep because of the cold, and the only thing that can wake them up is true love's kiss. Bill, how did Mo do on our quiz?
Mo got 5 right, 10 more points, a total of 12, still trailing Paula.
How many, then, does Nagin need to win?
Well, 6 to tie. She needs 7 to win.
All right, Nagin, this is for the game.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. On Thursday, Chinese authorities closed off the city of Wuhan in an attempt to contain an outbreak of blank.
Coronavirus.
Very good. On Tuesday, President Trump took credit for low unemployment and a strong stock market at the annual World Economic Forum in blank.
Davos.
Yes. This week, the UN's top court ruled that blank must enact new policies to protect Rohingya Muslims.
China.
No, Myanmar. On Wednesday, presidential hopeful Tulsi Gabbard filed a defamation lawsuit against blank.
Hillary Clinton.
Yes, according to a new study, anyone looking to achieve the American dream should blank.
Move to Iceland.
So close. Move to Canada. After winning the AFC Championship on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs will face the San Francisco 49ers at the 54th blank.
Super Bowl.
Yes, this week scientists announced they discovered why stress turns your hair blank.
Gray.
Yes, a bank robbery in Scotland almost fell apart completely when the thief put on a pillowcase as a mask and discovered that blank.
That he can operate a gun with his foot.
No!
He forgot to put holes in it.
That's right, Paula. Despite the slip-up, the man still managed to escape with over $2,000. And though you'd expect him to be in a hurry to avoid the police, witnesses say, and This is totally true. He took a few minutes to pet a cute dog that was sitting outside the bank. Then it got even more delayed when someone with a clipboard asked him if he had a second to talk about the environment. And how can you say no to that? Bill, did Nagin do well enough to win?
Well, she did well. She got 5 right, a total of 14. But that means Paula is our winner!
Paula!